The extra step that we're asking you to do in this case is to look at the silent regions and listen to them for each channel and make sure that no back channels were lost, for example. Yeah, back channels is what you typically would find, although by and large these are going to be silent. So you can start checking in by, you can order it in any way you like, but start with the first channel and go through it entirely. I would recommend, I've found that it's easier when you're checking and you're trying to make sure the boundaries are right for a speech segment. I would recommend, let's see this one, go down here to the transcription tier and select that so that when you play, you're certain that when it stops, you've caught the whole speech signal for that utterance and haven't lost any signal information. Otherwise, it's liable to keep on running and you might not notice where it finishes. So it takes a little time, but alternatively, you could just listen to the speech segments again and make sure everything's correct for those. And so you could just hit.
Hi, everyone again.
And then.
Like before, we.
Like that. And then go back to check the silent region.
In
Not
between.
if you want to make your job a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Do it in different ways than we've been doing before, as long as it gets done.
So we, so are we checking what's actually been transcribed already, as well as the silences?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you're doing so. That's the role of the checker, is to check what's said in the silent region, in the speech regions, and then make sure nothing is lost in the
Okay.
silent regions. You're also responsible for resolving any uncertainties that were marked by the original transcriber. And of course, there are going to be many situations where you, like the first transcriber, can't make any sense of it. And in that case, it will be up to you to use the at symbol. And that can be used to represent one unintelligible word or multiple intelligible words, but just use one at symbol. Yeah, exactly. And so that. Once you go through all those speech regions and all the non-speech regions, and that you could make another step of doing a search using going under the Edit menu. You can do a search for, find clips for open parentheses, and that'll take you to the first transcriber might have marked out, so there's one, and then you can just resolve those all one by one. There's
Okay.
a different set of changes there. And likewise for the double question marks. Just once you've gone through and you've resolved all the open parentheses, you can do the same for double question marks. And like I said, if you can't make any sense of it, then just use the at symbol. If you can, just give it your best guess in these cases.
How much would you want? I had a few times where I thought, well, it could be this. But if you're not entirely sure that it could be, because it could be a combination of something else,
Yeah.
like put the guess sound or leave it as ambiguous in some way.
Yeah, it's. I would. If you're quite certain, then I would go ahead and type what you think it was said. If you think that there's
a chance
maybe a 30% chance you're wrong, or more.
It's usually a context problem, because
Yeah.
sometimes if it's not intelligible, you either tend to, because you really want it to fit the context, you tend to take the closest actual word that would fit the context, or if it's sometimes it sounds very clear as a word itself, but then wouldn't make sense at all, and then you question, second guess whether it's really what you heard.
Right. So maybe a good idea listen to the silent and non-silent regions and make all those corrections. Leave the unknowns, the ambiguities, the uncertainties until later. So go through all the channels and do that, and then you should have a context.
Yeah.
From all four speakers, and then go back and do those searches one by one for each channel. How would that be?
Yeah, it does tend to help. Yeah. Once you've been through the passage and worked out what they're talking about, you know.
Yeah, I think that would be really helpful. That would help us nab a good number of those.
So if there's a chance that it's equally likely that they could have said something or they could have said something about the screen, like screen, then just choose one and read it.
Choose one. Think of it from the speech recognition point of view, again, and always. This should be motivate you. Yeah. So you love your kids. So I've got something. Oh, no, I don't want to interrupt. Oh, no. Okay, so this is one I've got through. I've just done one channel. And there were lots of things, as you can see, because I've got square brackets around all the things that need to be changed. So this person didn't know about capitalization. So just about every
You know when you get like someone's talking and there's sort of pause in the middle of a sentence that's long enough for it to put a break in, but they're actually sort of carrying on the sentence. Do you have to capitalize each time you transcribe a bit if it's mid?
No.
Okay.
But no,
yeah. Just like so, what? Just put the hyphen and then. Right. Okay. Oh, right, okay. I've done a few of those wrong then, when someone comes to check it.
There you go.
things I'd look at, missed false starts, missed.
How exact do you have to be there? Because, you know, some people tend to stutter more than others, and then they will have a false start 4 or 5 times in a row. And how important is it to listen to it, really, until you've got the exact number of the things right?
Try to get it right.
Yeah.
I think syllables should be accounted for.
Because
right.
Sometimes they go, you know, like that, and then you're not
sure.
Yeah,
well,
don't
let that drive you crazy. Melissa just played for me today, and he stutters horribly.
Yeah.
It's really going to be a nightmare to transcribe, so you will have to make your best guess.
Yeah.
Try to listen to it carefully enough, but not so that you're obsessing over it. And sometimes with the disc, if you think are you anticipating a the, you're trying to say the, and you just say the.
Right.
The.
Well, there again, think about robustness in speech. Project instead of product. It's something like project.
Mm.
It's probably just his pronunciation.
Oh, I think
it's just
like project.
Yeah. No, they were clearly talking about product, so I mark that as a mispronunciation or something to flag.
Then we might have the same evolution each time.
Oh,
evaluation.
Yeah, I remember that one. I
Yeah.
Program.
You know, you standardised all the field pauses that are, and do we need to go through and change ones that people did differently? Like if I were ever in ER, for, change it all to UH, that sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah, just change it to okay.
And we just, you know, it's just arbitrary, but we had to choose something and yeah. Too convoluted.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do the meeting, the minutes. Yeah.
Here's where I heard another big sound, another false start, or a stutter.
Where you've written up, etc., is that how we're supposed to be writing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's.
Yeah.
Up here. Oh, yeah, so I mentioned that because it's fine. And yes,
Et cetera. Okay.
That will be our guide. So, as far as I know, this is just missing like E, set to but anyway, you can consider experimenting with running this through a spell check. Take this as an Emacs file on your spell check, but I think it would slow things down too much. So, just hopefully, in your just use simple Emacs, it will basically mark all the words that you use for your name. You know, and I know from experience, at some point you also get negligent, you just click OK, 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 you know, it's not and then you might miss a real error.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we will just hope that you catch it. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, we'll see.
OK, so. So I think she just I think she meant to use the infinitive, but she just left it.
But could C is a
whole
full
word.
Shouldn't there be space between C and
a space between
me?
She would like C.
She would like C.
Actually, no, the C and the hyphen should not be expected.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Thanks.
That was
for
you.
Okay.
But sometimes it's really difficult. Sometimes you really don't know what they're saying.
Well, I think it's
clear. That one was clear.
I mean, obviously.
But if it's not clear, do you just pick the more dramatic alternative or
no?
but if it's really absolutely not clear, then you when it's a whoop instead, you know, some people, when they just swallow off, they'll ask it.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just bend from scratch?
I'd like to hear it. Yeah, they should all. I stopped marking.
Okay.
So just too many. But
should it? Because if you lose, it's not the same for 1 second.
Oh, yeah, you're okay, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
If it sounds like the laughter is just
Okay, so laughter during speech.
Because in the ICSI dialogues, they always say, you know, why laughing, and we don't do that. So they say either, so there it's really not ambiguous whether it's just laugh followed by a normally spoken utterance, or whether it's a naturally spoken while laughing. There is a distinction there, and we don't have it.
No, we don't have any.
I don't know, it's that.
So, would you have been tempted to say an asterisk?
If it's her, I just caught the end of it.
So, circuit.
I have one person who said circuit.
Oh, okay.
That may be, but I probably would flag it. Depending on how different the vowel sounds are. It's going to be your call. I took that one because it was, well, the language teacher wouldn't like allow that to know. Which is an explain, but we need to
Okay.
Or I would need something that I point out to them.
Here's a case of
she would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
But you know, because she's a non-native English speaker, I think I don't know. Maybe that is grammatically unmarked for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I don't know. That was my reflex at the time. Put that there, but
just a prosodic marker rather than an actual whole presentation.
Yeah.
As in that whole like white camera. Simple trick. She would like this whole thing should be push buttons. In the simple trick sentence.
Is push buttons two words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think good memory then you'll be able to resolve.
Okay.
Just helps to have the context and be able
well,
to.
Well, it could be she would or should as well.
Okay. Yes, it can be that.
Marketing expert who has finally come up to market this product.
So there's another case where there isn't a space between.
Right.
A non-word fragment.
We use punctuation in these cases. I don't know, I think it's just too silly.
It's not linguistic.
I'm
just thinking of, you know, a utterance consisting entirely of laughter and then putting like punctuation like, aha.
Someone's going to have fun transcribing that now.
So you have any part I could have had in the ice here?
Hyphens or commas?
Commas.
Commas?
Yeah.
Actually, where I've a couple of times where they've repeated a word, I've put a comma between them. Should that be no comma?
Comma
there, okay. Right.
So
oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
okay. So I get quite prolific with my commas at times. So. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yes, D. Sometimes you get like an you're not sure if it's an a, yeah, or not, yeah.
Well enough,
as an yeah, do it as, okay. Several vowels in there. Okay. Mr. Ed. Yeah, not mystery Ed or something. Yeah. Okay, Mrs. Mrs.
Yeah. What if somebody calls himself Miz?
M-I-Z. Yeah. So, what about foreign words? What do we do when we're checking? If we come up something,
so
we just leave it as. Yeah. I got one. It was French, so I knew how to spell it. Yeah. I mean, if it's in carrots and they know it's foreign, does that matter? Yeah, and the at symbol. Or could we just change it to an app between the carrots? Because it's unintelligible theoretically. Yeah. Yeah. Are we doing okay just as okay, not as an okay, A-Y?
It is okay, A-Y.
A-Y, oh right, oops. Someone's going to find some of those.
No, no
checking their own way. To remember that one now. Yeah, wrestling to the whiteboard. Wow.
This is a list of things to do as a check. So you want to listen to the silent region, then check the
Okay. Okay.
Don't transcribe in breaths or out breaths. And okay should never be two capital letters. It should be okay anyway. And one other thing is to break up long segments.
Over a minute.
Yeah, but that's kind of crude.
Something is a minute and 3 seconds, I can still
really, it means nothing to say a minute. It's just a really crude grammar. I would just try to keep segments very manageable. But use these waveforms to help you.
Yeah.
You can adjust the resolution so that that didn't help me too much, but you can use this little slide bar to adjust the resolution.
So let's zoom in.
Oh, and you can also go to signal.
Wow. Ooh.
Processing wise.
hopefully good. That'll be done during the first test because that's a little making it your first job a little easier. And then yeah, just be sure after you've gone through the four channels to do a search on all the unknowns, pieces of ambiguity or whatever. And what else was I going to say? The way we'll be allocating this is the same as before. It's going to be on the same page, just for the scroll down. See.
I turned the page. Okay.
Go ahead and start checking because this is something that's considerably bottleneck.
So is this the priority then?
Yeah, I think for now we don't even have much new stuff to
transcribe.
So
yeah.
It's important that we do the second pass. And I've indicated in the column where there's something that's priority. So those would be the ones you focus on first, obviously. And then you don't want to change the file name really. Just keep it the same. There's going to be a checking in procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned this before, but you'll know about this with the CBS sort of.
Yeah. So well, I know about this for the summarization.
Turn the page. Did you get the little buzz buzz?
There, I think Jonathan is creating a web form for you to do this all very simply. Just upload everything that you've upload the file that you've transcribed, and you'll be noting whether it's the first pass or the second pass, and the person did that particular pass. That will happen soon. I'll let you know.
So, do we just open the file as we open the files for the first pass, like open up the sound file, and then?
I would suggest creating a folder called files to be checked or something like that.
In your home directory.
Yeah, and then within that create subfolders.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll have to get all the sound files, unfortunately, from the AMI server on your own. The AMI server is not very reliable for getting the sound files uncorrupted. So you'll have to get all the sound files from the MMM server, and the person's transcription file should be in that folder where you're putting it.
Okay.
And then you'll just, you'll copy that over. Don't move it over.
Then at least, yeah.
Of these things, but yeah, copy it into your directory and keep the same name. And then when you check it in, it will automatically be registered, even though the first pass was checked in when we're doing this kind of checking in business. It will know which pass it is, but I think it will also be indicated.
Slightly connected question. originally, when we first the parts of this, we were going to do it for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The contract say 8th of May, which is longer in advance, which is going to have a time in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone said 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 month contract. And now, if you can't keep that, that's fine. But
okay.
It's just a logistic thing with personnel. That's the minimum.
Okay.
Okay. So if you have to go out, let us know as soon as you know when you get to the holidays. Yeah. Obviously, those kinds of things things will have to work around. But
okay. Once we actually get into the Easter holidays, because we're having lectures at the moment, can we be more flexible with our hours if we want to sort of?
I should think so.
I mean, depending on who's using the computers.
Well, as long as you're able to, you know, without using the computer,
yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
The whole point of having regular hours is to make sure that somebody's here.
Yeah, sure.
But you've got
keys? Yes. Okay. Know what you're doing. Phew. Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely.